The Monday, October 8th, 2012, regular meeting 2012-27 will please come to order. I'd ask that you all rise and join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, if you'd call the roll, please.
Ms. Becker?
Here.
Ms. Crane?
Here.
Ms. Danner?
Here.
Mr. Dipto?
Here.
Mr. Keel?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Stone?
Here.
Mr. Wanamaker?
Present.
Mayor Botello?
Here.
You have a quorum.
That brings us to our special order of business tonight. This is my last proclamation as mayor and one of my final acts in that capacity, and it gives me great pleasure to read this proclamation and in honor of Dale Weigand, who is here this evening with several of his friends. Whereas Dale Weigand has contributed to the cultural vitality of the capital city by his love of the accordion for over 30 years in Juneau, and whereas Dale Weigand has started or performed in countless local bands, and whereas Dale Weigand has provided live music for dance ensembles and international cultural exchanges, and whereas Dale Weigand and his accordion volunteer regularly at the Pioneers Home, Wildflower Court, Mountain View Senior Center, and the Sons of Norway, entertaining the residents with music, whereas Dale knows thousands of songs of nearly every genre and nationality and plays each from memory, a feat which amazes all who perform with him, and whereas Dale always moves people to smile, dance, or sing whenever he plays his accordion, now therefore I, Bruce Botello, on behalf of the City and Borough of Assembly, declare the week of October 8th, 2012, Dale Weigand Appreciation Week in Juneau. In witness whereof, I have hereto set my hand and caused the seal of the City and Borough of Juneau to be affixed this 8th day of October 2012, and I believe folks are going to get a little more music tonight. You know that Dale has to have devoted friends when they're prepared to make those sacrifices. Wonderful job. Dale, if I might have you come forward, I might hand you this proclamation. Again, I'm disappointed. Dale didn't bring his accordion because this resolution or proclamation was for the accordion as well. Thanks, Dale. That brings us next on our agenda to approval of the minutes we have before us, the minutes of the September 17th, 2012 regular meeting 2012-25. Are there any additions or corrections? Hearing none, is there objection to their adoption? Hearing none, so ordered. Madam Manager, any requests for agenda changes?
Yes, just a clarification on page 3, resolution 2625, the last line that says the Finance Committee at its meeting of October 3rd, 2012, referred this resolution to the Assembly for action. Please delete that because you did not look at that one. And I also would refer you to the red folder for schedules A for both resolution 2624 and 2625.
I'd also like to ask that Assembly's indulgence in moving the unfinished business, the IUOE appeal final decision, to the bottom of our agenda tonight. Is there objection to that change? None. That brings us next to public participation on non-agenda items. No member of the public has asked to address us tonight. Let me find out if there is anyone in the audience who wishes to do so. Seeing none, we move next to the consent agenda. Any member of the public may ask that an item other than an ordinance for introduction be withdrawn so that testimony can be taken on that matter. Is there any member of the public who wishes to have an item removed from the consent agenda? Seeing none, public participation is closed. We're ready for assembly action. Mr. Stone.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move the consent agenda and ask for unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. That brings us next on our agenda to ordinances for public hearing. We have first before us ordinance 2012-20S. Madam Clerk.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $552,685 as additional funding for the Juneau International Airport Runway Safety Area Capital Improvement Project, grant funding provided by the Alaska Department of Transportation.
Madam Manager.
This grant funding provides a portion of the match requirement for Phase 2A of the Runway Safety Area Project. Additional required match funding was adopted by the Assembly on July 16, 2012, Ordinance 2012-20A. The Airport Board recommended this action in its June 13, 2012 meeting. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Is there any member of the public who wishes to testify on Ordinance 2012-20S? Seeing none, public participation is closed. We're ready for assembly action. Ms. Danner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move Ordinance 2012-20S and ask for unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. That brings us next on our agenda to new business. Madam Manager.
On August 27, 2012, the Planning Commission issued a final decision to approve the addition of a new driveway along Berners Avenue for the Professional Plaza office complex in Mendenhall Valley. Janet Thrower filed a timely notice of appeal of this decision in the Municipal Clerk's Office on Monday, September 24, 2012. The notice of appeal and the notice of decision are in your packet.
The Assembly is the appeal agency for this appeal, and the Assembly must first decide whether to accept it or reject it, and those standards are set out in CBJ 150-030E. The appellants, the permit holder, and the Planning Commission have been advised that the matter is before the Assembly, and there's just three things that you all are to decide tonight, which are procedural issues. One being, will the Assembly accept the appeal? Two, will the Assembly hear the appeal itself or assign it to a hearing officer? Three, if the Assembly hears the appeal itself, will the mayor preside or will he or she designate another member as presiding officer? This matter is before the Assembly sitting as a quasi-judicial capacity, so accordingly the members must avoid discussing the case outside the hearing process. I believe the manager has no recommendation on that.
Mr. Wanamaker.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the Assembly accept the appeal, that the Assembly hear the appeal itself, and I'll volunteer to serve as presiding officer.
You've heard the motion. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. That brings us next on our agenda to staff reports. Madam Manager.
Update on the cruise ship terminal staging area. Docks and Harbors has been working on the cruise ship terminal staging area, and they have an approved plan and permitted plan for construction of the project beginning next fall. As part of this project, the CBJ and DOT will be signing an agreement that outlines a process for DOT to monitor the new design, and within 2 years they have safety concerns, they will meet with Docks and Harbors staff to discuss potential modifications to the area. Docks and Harbors would provide the funding required if modifications are needed to address DOT concerns. As background, the CBJ entered into a similar agreement with DOT for the roundabout by the library, and that was put in. DOT had some concerns because it was a new project. We signed a two-year agreement with them. They were pleased with the outcome of it, and so there was no modifications needed. But I just wanted to make sure I brought this forward to you. I will be working with Mr. Yucatel and the Harbors Board to finalize the agreement with DOT. Any questions?
Any questions? Thank you, Madam Manager. Madam Attorney, any staff report?
No, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
With that, we move to assembly reports, and we will begin with our committee reports and the committee of the whole. Mr. Stone.
Mr. Mayor, I have no report at this time.
That brings us next to the Human Resources Committee. Ms. Danner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There was no Human Resources Committee meeting this evening, and the next meeting is scheduled for November 5th.
That brings us next to Lands and Resources.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Lands meeting will be held on October 15th.
And next is our Finance Committee, Ms. Crane, and I know we've already done all your work tonight.
That's right. So we're nothing further to report.
And that moves us next to our Public Works and Facilities Committee, Mr. Wanamaker.
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Public Works and Facilities Committee is tentatively scheduled to have a meeting in late October, but it's not definite yet. And there are no other business. Thank you.
That brings us next to liaison reports, Mr. Wanamaker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There's no report for the school board or for the Chamber of Commerce tonight. Thank you.
Mr. Smith.
No reports this evening.
Mr. Keel.
Only the Affordable Housing Commission meets tomorrow evening, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Dibdahl.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Ms. Crane.
Eagle Crest Board of Directors met in retreat on Saturday, September the 29th. The Eagle Crest manager, Matt Lillard, and senior staff participated along with the board members. The purpose of the retreat was to review the long-range Eagle Crest Ski Area Master Plan that the board adopted in April of 2012. The board reviewed the list of potential activities and discussed the plan and formulated an action plan for the items that they intend to move forward with in the near future. At the Eagle Crest board meeting last week, they handed out some information on this coming year, which I provided to everyone here. They're starting to do prep work for the season, selling of passes and taking pass photos. This year they're doing it around town in various venues, the Diamond Park Field House, Pavitt Health and Fitness Center, UAS Rec Center, the Nugget Mall, Centennial Hall, Heritage Coffee, the Diamond Park Field House. So you can check the Eagle Crest webpage for the dates and times for these particular sale opportunities. And the Eagle Crest board says, think snow.
Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Alaska Committee is looking at the renovation work that's going to be done at the Capitol over the next few months. They're planning the legislative reception for the first day of session, which is January 15th, and letters asking for contributions will be going out next week. And the next meeting is scheduled for this Wednesday. The Sustainability Commission met with Rich Ritter to learn about the CIP process. Docks and harbors. The floating bridge is finished at the Mike Pusage Douglas Harbor, and the transfer of ownership is in process. Stater Harbor. City law is reviewing the potential lease with the United States Coast Guard. Demolition work by Pacific Pile and Marine at DeHart Marine will begin in November, hopefully. Aurora, public forum October 17 at the Yacht Club following the 5 o'clock Docks and Harbor CIP meeting. Design engineers and Docks and Harbor personnel will be available to answer questions and take input from the public. Mount Roberts Tram Tideland lease, Gold Bell is looking at other comparables downtown and will return to the negotiating table. Tricano Construction is working on the deck over project behind Mount Roberts Tram. Docks and Harbor is working with the Alaska Department of Transportation to develop an MOA, Memorandum of Agreement, concerning street sidewalk removal on South Franklin. There started design efforts to rebuild the Juneau Fisheries Terminal, which is behind UAS, that was damaged by a fishing vessel this last May. Docks and Harbors offered to assist in any planned USS Juneau Memorial event after they attended Mr. Wanamaker's public meeting, which they enjoyed very much. The port director will attend the Pacific Coast Congress of Harbor Masters and Port Managers in Oregon. The next Stockton Harbor meeting is October 16th. They will review their bylaws and consider moving the regular board meeting to an earlier start time, and they will be taking public opinion on that request. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Banner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Local Emergency Preparedness Committee will meet this Wednesday, October 10th, at noon at Bartlett Regional Hospital, and the Airport Board meets also on October 10th at 6 p.m. Please note that is their winter hour, starting at 6 now instead of 7. And that's all I have.
Mr. Stone.
I have nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Before we move to Assembly comments and questions, I'd like to take a moment first to thank Lori and the clerk's office and all the volunteers who managed another flawless election, the most crucial part of our democratic process. And again, it is a wonder to behold. You all are aware that we will be making our transition to the new mayor and assembly members next Monday evening. Unfortunately, Ms. Danner will not be here next week, and so this is our particular opportunity to recognize you, Ruth, for your 3 years of service here on the assembly. We have a small token to express that appreciation. It is a crystal glass with the emblem of the City and Borough of Juneau, which reads, Ruth Danner, Assembly Member 2009 to 2012. Thank you for your dedicated service on behalf of the citizens of the City and Borough of Juneau. And for myself, again, Ruth, you have brought incredible passion to your role as Assembly Member. You have been a great ombudsman for the community. I think your leadership on Human Resources Committee, and particularly highlighting the needs of the homeless in our community, has just been outstanding, and I think have propelled the Assembly and the community to renew its efforts to make a difference and a dent. And for that, you have our great gratitude. And there are always bumpy spots. It's the nature of a family, and we've had them, but we've also had many great successes, and I think we'll look back, all of us, with fondness on these years of service. Thank you very much, Ruth, and let me present this to you and give you a hug.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. I'll save my comments.
It'd be fine. That brings us now to Assembly comments and questions, and I'll begin again with Mr. Wanamaker.
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor. All of the Assembly members have a copy of the first letter from the USS Juno from the sailor William George Meeker, Jr., to his neighbor, Winifred Blohm. I provided a copy to each of you, as well as a copy of the email from the Testa family, offering to donate those letters and other correspondence materials to the community of Juneau. They believe that the community of Juneau is the appropriate home for these letters and materials. After all these years, they hadn't realized that they were there in their possession. But they've been touring our city via the web, and they find it beautiful. They want to come and visit sometime, and they want those materials to come here. They truly believe it's the appropriate place. I've put them in touch with the city museum director, and she's discussed this with other institutions, the historical library, the state museum, and the city library, and they agree that the city museum is probably the most appropriate place, and they'll be working to make that transition happen to the appropriate institution after they inventory and analyze the materials to be donated. So with that, it's just they saw the story about the USS Juno Planning Committee on the internet and called and said, would you like these? It's just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for our community. When you read the letter, it brings the sailor back to life, and anyone who's ever served will know the words that he says and the feelings of writing home to family and friends. It truly brings that crew back to life. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. You and Mr. Smith for your work on this recognition and remembrance. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I, too, echo the comments you made about our staff and Lori, her work on the municipal election. And I do know from personal experience, this is part of Title 29 that absolutely has to work, and just a fabulous job. But I do note, as others have, that we still have, I would call it, a lagging participation level in the community when it comes to getting out the vote. And I really believe that it's astounding the effort that the city and borough goes to conduct these elections, to get information out, and this effort in talking about the polling changes that were made, but we still have to do a better job in getting our citizens out. And I think it's something that the Assembly should discuss at some point. Thank you.
Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Let me add my voice first to that chorus of appreciation and applause to our clerks and to the other elections folks who did a great job this past Tuesday and also Friday, and a little bit more on Monday, I think. I also want to congratulate the folks who won their races. I look forward to serving with them, as I know all but three of us do. We have a couple of short-timers among us. One further comment, because the two resolutions on the consent agenda passed without discussion specifically then. I've had the opportunity to think a little further since the Finance Committee met about the approach that we've used with these resolutions. Instead of the Assembly approving the specific terms, principal amounts, schedules, interest rates, yields, specific terms of the bonds when they have sold, this approach to say they should not exceed and to set caps, I'm less comfortable with it as a practice in the future. Looking at the schedules that were in our red folders tonight, the amounts necessarily and the numbers necessarily on those schedules are higher than we actually expect them to be. Of course, they meet the caps on the interest rate that we set in our ordinance and the savings targets for the refunding bond. They hit all the minimums, but it introduces more estimation and more sort of looseness to our bond process than we used to have. So in terms of our best practices going forward, I would encourage the staff and my fellow Assembly members to think about returning to specific approval of the precise terms as we move forward in the future. That's all I have tonight. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Dibdahl.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Ms. Crane.
Just seconding the comments on appreciation for a very well-run election.
Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. I have to do that, too, because I was down here and it was all very peaceful, no ragged edges anywhere, and I thought that they went very, very well. And I also want to just say thank you to Mr. Wanamaker and Mr. Smith for the work on the USS Juno, and I thought the article in the paper was just very well done, and I'm looking forward to having those letters come to town so we can see them, and I hope the City Museum does accept them. And then I just want to say thank you to Kate Troll, who did a wonderful tribute to you, Mr. Mayor, in the paper. There were some things I didn't even know about you that you've done, so it was pretty impressive. So that was a good article. I'm really glad she did it and glad we got to read it. So thank you.
Ms. Danner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I received something in my inbox today, which I'm sure you all got as well. Well, you probably got it a day or so before me, because I was a little behind. But it's the Juneau Economic Development Council's newsletter, and in there was an article about Juneau. It says Juneau is the healthiest among Alaska communities. Juneau is health is according to a 2012 study by the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Juneau is the healthiest community in Alaska, followed by Anchorage, Sitka, then Anchorage, then Haines. It goes on to say that, and there are more than a dozen characteristics that determine how they measured our health, and on all but four, Juneau was in the top three, which I thought was so impressive, but for two reasons. One is that it's great to be in the top three, but the other is it's great to see what the bottom four are, because that's the low-hanging fruit. Alcohol use and built environment, meaning housing, are the two things that had double-digit ranking, meaning we were below, less than the top 10. And if we could fix those two things, then I think it would go a long way to moving us even further into first place, if that's at all possible. So here's my thought. If alcohol use and built environment are the outliers, and they're clearly the low-hanging fruit, and I hope that this assembly will place them high on their list of top 10 priorities in the coming year. The other thing I want to say is, this is, as the mayor pointed out, my last official meeting. I'll be on business travel next week, and I'm sorry I'll miss the changing of the guard, but it's my last crack at the mic from this side of the table, and so I wanted to take advantage of that. Sometimes people ask me what I think is my greatest accomplishment, and that's really hard for me to say, because a lot of what we do together. And it's hard for, you to pinpoint one thing that you've done. But I gave it a lot of thought. And I suppose if I had to say, it would be the work that we did to increase transparency for the hardship exemption so that seniors and disabled veterans who needed it would be aware of it. But followed by a close second was the cap that we all worked to put on the hardship exemption to keep those who didn't need it from using it. Like most things worth doing, it wasn't easy, and it didn't make everybody happy, but in the end, I think it was the right thing to do. Some time ago, the idea was floated that Juneau's first responders, who are permanently disabled on the job, should also be included in the group that is exempt, that has a hardship exemption available to them. I know that the city manager is looking into this, and it would be nice to see it reach the assembly in time to be enacted by September 11, 2013. I know that our new mayor has a history with first responders, and it will be difficult for him to be the one who I bring this to. And so I'm bringing it to you with a motion to move this matter to the future Human Resources Committee for consideration at a future meeting. And that's a motion, Mr. Mayor.
You heard the motion. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There are so many matters that have come before us in the past, it's difficult to keep track of them all. I humbly suggest that the new mayor, Mr. Sanford, that the new mayor and the new assembly may want to keep track of pending items on the bottom of our agenda. We do that with Public Works, and we do it with Human Resources Committee, and it's great to see those things so that we know, and so that both the assembly and staff know what there is yet to be worked on. It has been an honor and a privilege to serve Juneau over the last 3 years as a member of this assembly. I want to thank the people of Juneau To be the eyes and ears and voice of the people is a burden I have gladly carried. And to the city manager and the city attorney and staff in every level, and the mayor, and to all the members of this body, I have learned a lot about how things work, and for this education, I will be forever indebted to you all. Sincere thanks. And that's all.
Mr. Stone.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would just like to thank all the members that attended Southeast Conference. I think we were well represented, and I think that our friends and neighbors of Southeast very much appreciated our participation. I also want to recognize that our future mayor received the presidential award, which I gladly accepted on his behalf. But truly, I think it's money well spent. And I encourage those of you who aren't able to make it to do so in the future, because we count on them every time there's a rustling of the Capitol move. And they count on us to support them. And for us to be a good capital city, as well as to be a good regional hub, I think it's very important for us to be engaged, and I just appreciate all of you who attended. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
With that, we have before us actually three items that are topics of executive session: property negotiations, city manager interim review, and then in our quasi-judicial capacity, the IUOE final decision. My suggestion would be take the motion, assuming that it's adopted, we take a 5-minute recess and then convene an executive session. May I have an appropriate motion? Mr. Stone.
Mr. Mayor, I would move that we go into executive session for purposes that publicly might affect the finances of the city, as well as personalities.
And the specific topics is outlined in the agenda?
Yes, sir.
Is there any member of the public who wishes to testify on the propriety of the executive session? Seeing none, public participation is closed. Is there objection by assembly members? Seeing none, again, we'll take a 5-minute recess and reconvene.